Terry.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm really, really nervous. I just want to say thanks for asking me to do this, and welcome to all the new people, and congratulations to all our birthday recipients. That's amazing. Let me see. I thought my life was over when I came to AA. I thought, okay, it's got to be better than what it was, so I know I won't be as miserable, but I'm never, ever going to have fun again. So, you know, I was just so dead wrong. I have, like, so much fun. It's almost, like, crazy. it is. I mean, if you know me, or it's just, I go to a lot of parties, and there's almost a party every weekend, you know, between roundups and conventions and retreats and birthdays and belly button birthdays and, you know, showers and weddings, and I just celebrate life to the fullest. And I have that hanging in my car. I have this little, what do you call that? It hangs from the rear view. Anyways, it says celebrate life, and that's really what I do. And I learned that here in AA. I also do a lot of service. I hung out with people in the beginning who taught me a lot about service, and I believe service is just amazing. So hopefully, if you're new, you know, just, oh my gosh, give it a chance. I started drinking at a young age, and mainly getting high. That's most of my years was getting high, so I'm sorry if I offend anybody. But the drinking is really what kicked my ass. Not that the other stuff didn't. It did, too, but I just felt like I could control it better. I was delusional, of course. But I started drinking real young, and I couldn't control that as good, so I went to the other substances. And I immediately started doing everything, you know, smoking, sex, pot, you know, running away, all the stuff that you could do to get in trouble, that was me. And I always had a lot of fear, but if you on the outside, you wouldn't know that because I did a lot of things that were fearless. Hitchhiked all over the place, and hitchhiked to Alaska, and my parents, my mom and my stepdad, well, he's actually my adopted dad. They kicked me out. They were like, "We can't handle it. We're kicking you out." So he said, "Go live with your biological dad," and that's when I hitchhiked to Alaska with him. But I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. It was, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It was on. He just let me do whatever I wanted to do. So within a year or so, I met my first husband and was pregnant and had my son. And then I was pregnant again, had my other son, Jacob, and then pregnant again, then had Isaiah. And the drama in my marriage was just, there was tons of drama. He was getting high. I didn't know what was wrong with him. You know, I was trying to escape and getting high on different things than he was. And it was just a lot of drama in that marriage, a lot of abuse. We were both really young. And that continued for about 10 years. In my early 20s, I had my daughter. And, you know, I just couldn't stop getting high. I didn't want to. And came to AA and stuff in another 12-step program. And you know, it was fine for you guys. It's like, okay, you guys, you know, you can do this, but it's not for me. I'm too young. I have lots of yets, as they say in here. I have a lot of things to do, a lot of parties to go to. I'm not going to be here. So, anyways, my first marriage ended. You know, he died. I was already on to husband number two. Moved away to Utah and learned how to drink really heavy. He really encouraged me, and you know, he was my cheering section, you know, put terror on your chest, come on, you can do it. So I was really into challenges, and, you know, if you told me to do something, you know, dared me, I would usually do it. So before I knew it, I was just drunk, like, all the time. And life just got really, really bad. And then that marriage ended. After a few years, that abuse got worse, too. He abused my kids. I was already met husband three, who I have, who I'm still married to, thank God, he's a dear, and came back to California, and from that point on, I really wanted to get sober, and I just couldn't, you know, and the big book talks about that point where you just, you can't live with it, and you can't live without it, and I didn't want to live with it, but I couldn't, I just couldn't do it, and I'd come to meetings, and they'd say, go to 90 meetings in 90 days, get a sponsor, read the big book, da, 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 da. It was like, no, I can't do any of those things. You know, I'd have women come up to me and give me their number. I'll sponsor you. I'll be your sponsor. But you got to go to 90 meetings in 9 days. Never talk to them again or go to that meeting again, right? So I was like, oh, you know, this. There's got to be another way. It's got to be. So the next 10 years was like hell. And I just really tried to control it. And finally at the end, the true end, I just felt like I was dying. I really felt like within a year I was going to be dead. And one morning I'm laying on the couch, hungover. I'd been up all night, and my daughter was 16 at the time. And besides the fact that I had partied with my kids too, taught my boys how to drink, how to smoke weed, all this stuff. You know, I was trying to be this good mom. I'll show you how to do it right. Terrible, terrible mom. And so my daughter, she says, let's go to the store this morning, you know. And it wasn't really early, but she went up on the stairs on the landing, and she stopped right there. And I'm like, don't she know? Why is she asking me that? I feel horrible, you know. Why? And it was just insane to me. Why would you ask me that to go somewhere, you know, because I couldn't leave the house hardly ever. Could barely get to work when I did. She said, she stopped at the landing, and she goes, I said, I don't feel good. And she says, you never feel good. And that moment was like a train. And I still get goosebumps thinking about it. It just hit me. And I was like, oh, my God, that's how my daughter's always going to remember me. So I made a decision. Okay, I'm going to go try this AA thing. And I came and to a women's meeting. They were great. And I started coming, and I ended up stopping drinking, well, right after my one son's 21st birthday, because I had to go take him to the bar. It was like a week later or something. So, you know, so I stopped drinking, you know, and that was hard. It was so hard to quit drinking. So a couple months down the road, I go to my women's meeting, and I just broke down crying. You know, they called my number for me to share, and I broke down crying and said I've been smoking pot and smoking crystal, and I'm just terrified. And I know this is AA, but what are you guys going to do? Come to my house? And the whole room, they just go, yes. All these women, you know, they're going to, I can just see this mob of angry AA women beating down the door, you know, coming to get me. Terrified me. So they just were just so loving and kind. And at the end of the meeting, they said, well, anybody have a celebration next week? I'm all, I'm going to have 60 days. And they're all, no. You're at day one. And I was like, what? Thank God for those women, you know, because that put me in my place. So I got a sponsor. I started working the steps. I started doing what they told me to do. And a couple months in, the first part of how it works says, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. One day that hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, oh, my God, that's how they do it. They thoroughly follow the path. Wow, what a concept. So I just prayed and prayed to be willing, and, you know, God removed the obsession, and life started to happen. I just hung out with these people that just took me everywhere. We went to Spring Roundup. I went to Women's Retreat. I mean, I've done that every year. Man, so many parties and dances and service commitments, and I was able to be a GSR in my first year or at my first year, and they waived that sobriety requirement, and I've just kept up with that the whole time. Every year has its own challenges, but it just keeps getting better and better. And I can't say enough good stuff about AA. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I love that I'm an alcoholic, because I never would have had the chance to experience this life. I love life. I love who I am. Today, I'm so comfortable with me, which was never the case. I was always in fear, always wanted to feel different, be different. And I was always faking it all the time, faking it with my parents and faking it with this husband and faking it with the kids and, you know, with the lover and the boyfriend. Always faking it. And now I don't have to do that. It's amazing. And I have the best friends ever. I just love my friends here. And I've made it my whole life. You know, people told me in the beginning, my husband still drinks and gets high. And they said, don't worry about him. Just don't you worry about him. You just do what you're supposed to do. And I've done that. And he doesn't drink like I used to. I thought he did, but now that I remember back, I used to always, like, kind of go to mom, like, come on, don't be a pussy. Come on, let's drink, you know. He doesn't drink as much as me, you know, once in a while. He'll drink too much, but you know, I can deal with that. So, anyways, I just love AA, and I'm so glad you guys asked me here tonight. And thanks.